Revi, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ele Shemois Anoshim, these are the names of the men, Asher Yinchalu Lochem Es Haoretz, that will take possession of the land for you. Elozer HaKoyen, V'Yoshua Benun, and Yoshua Benun. V'Nosi Echod, Nosi Echod Mimate, and one Nosi Porshevit, Tikhu, you shall take, Linchol Es Haoretz, to take possession of the land for you. One Nasi Proshevit was an apotropis, a trustee for that Shevet, to make sure each person received a proper portion in Eretz Yisrael. The Eile Shemoisu Anoshim, and these are the names of the men, the names of the trustees, Lemate Yehuda for Shevet Yehuda, Kolev ben Yefune, Ulemate b'nei Shimon, and for the Shevet of the children of Shimon, Shemuel ben Amihud, Lemate Vinyamin, for Shevet Vinyamin, Elidod ben Kisloin, Ulemate b'nei Don, and for the Shevet of the children of Don, Nasi, the Nasi was Buki ben Yogli. Livnei Yosef, for the children of Yosef, Lemate b'nei Menashe, for the Shevet of the children of Menashe, Nasi, the Nasi was Chaniel ben Ephod. Ulemate b'nei Ephraim Nasi, and for the Shevet of the children of Ephraim, the Nasi was Kimuel ben Shifton. Ulemate b'nei Zevulun Nasi, and the Nasi for the Shevet of the children of Zevulun, Elitzafon ben Parnoch. Ulemate b'nei Yisachar Nasi, and for the Shevet of the children of Yisachar, the Nasi was Paltiel ben Azon. Ulemate v'nei Osher Nasi, and the Nasi was for the Shevet of the children of Osher, Achihud ben Shalomi. Ulemate v'nei Naftali Nasi, and the Nasi of the Shevet of the children of Naftali was Pidahel ben Amihud. Eile Asher Tziva Hashem, these were the Nasiim that Hashem commanded Lenachel es b'nei Yisrael, to apportion the land to the b'nei Yisrael, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. And the Mefarshim ask, why by all the Shvatim does it say the title Nasi? For example, Lemate b'nei Don Nasi, Lemate b'nei Zvulun Nasi. However, by the first three Shvatim, Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin, it does not say the title Nasi. The Mefarshim answer that the title Nasi was stated over here to give prominence and chashivas to the Nasiim. The Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, Kolev ben Yefune, did not need this title. Everyone knew Kalev ben Yefune was a great man. He was the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu called my servant, as the Pasuk says, Va'avdi Kalev, and my servant Kalev. There was no need for an introduction. Therefore the Pasuk does not say Nasi by him. Concerning Shevet Binyamin too, the Nasi did not need this title, since Elidod ben Kisloin was Eldad, the one who received the Nevuah in Parshas Ba'al Yischo, as it says, Eldad Umeidad Misnabe'im Bamachane. And the reason why by Shevet Shimon it does not say Nasi, is since their Nasi, Zimri ben Solu, caused Klal Yisrael to sin earlier in Parshas Balak, therefore the title Nasi is left out by Shevet Shimon. And we also must understand the order in which these Nasiim are listed. There seems to be no Seder over here, not according to the order of the Shvatim, nor according to the order of the way they traveled. What is the reason for this order? The Ayin in Reb Shamshul Rafael Hirsch, and also in Sefer Emes Liakov from Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the order was based on their location in Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk is going from south to north. Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin took the land in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, Don, Menashe, and Ephraim in the middle, and then Yisachar, Zvulun, Osher, and Naphtali in the north. And that is the order of the way the Psukim list the Nasiim over here. The Ayin also in Reb Shamshul Rafael Hirsch, the Chasam Sefer, and also in the Netziv, why by all the Shvatim does it say B'nei? For example, B'nei Don, B'nei Yosef, B'nei Ephraim. However, by Yehuda and Binyamin, it does not say the word B'nei. Ayin Sham. Zok Rashi Posuk Yud Zayin, Asher Yinchalu Lochem, these are the men that will take possession of the land, Lochem, which means Bishvilchem, for you. Lochem over here does not mean to you, but rather for you. Kol Nasi V'Nasi, every Nasi, Apotropis L'Shiftai, will be a trustee for his Shevet, U'mechalek Nachlas HaShevet L'Mishpachas U'Legvarim, and he will divide the inheritance of the Shevet according to the families and according to each man. Uboirer l'chol echod ve'echod chelek hagon, and he will choose for each person a proper portion. Umashehem oisim, and what these nasiim do, yie osoi, will be binding ki'ilu asom shliach, as if Klal Yisrael made them into a shliach, into a messenger for them. V'lo yitochin l'farish lochem zeh k'chol lochem shebemikra, And we cannot explain this word lochem like every lochem in the pasuk, which means to you. She'im kein, because if so, if it meant to you, havelei lichtoiv, the pasuk should have written yanchilu lochem, which would mean these men will apportion it to you. However, yinchalu mashma, the word yinchalu is mashma, sheheim noichlim, that they themselves will inherit it, lochem, for you, bishvilchem uvimkoimchem, for you and in your place. So lochem in our pasuk means for you. Kimoi, just like the pasuk says, Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will fight for you. Over there too, it does not mean to you, but rather for you. And Rashi continues in the next Rashi with the same theme that the word linchoil means to inherit for you. Linchoil es haaretz, shehei noichel, they will inherit v'cholek and divide oisa the land bimkoimchem in your place. However, in Pasuk Chavtes, where the Pasuk says Lenachel es b'nei Yisrael, that does not mean that they will inherit it for the b'nei Yisrael, but rather it means they will apportion it to the b'nei Yisrael. Sheheim yanchilu oisa, they will apportion the land lohem to them, lemach lekoiseha, by its sections. So Rashi is differentiating between the words yinchalu and linchoil, and the word Lenachel in Pasuk Chavtes, because yinchalu and linchoil means that they will inherit it for the B'nai Yisrael. However, Lenachel means to apportion it to the B'nai Yisrael. Chamishi. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Ba'arvois Moav, in the plains of Moav, al Yardain Yerechoi, by the Yardain, opposite Yerechoi, Lemor, saying, Tzaves B'nai Yisrael, command the B'nai Yisrael, Vinosanu la'Leviim, and they should give to the Leviim, Minachalas Achuzasam, from the inheritance of their possession, Orim lo sheves, cities to live in, umigrosh, and open spaces, la orim, for the cities, svivoy sehem, around them, around the cities, you shall give them open spaces, titnu la levim, this is what you shall give to the levim. Since the levim did not receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, therefore you should give from your chelek, cities, and open spaces to them. The hoyu heorim lohem lo sheves, and the cities will be for them to live in, umigrashehem, and their open spaces, yiu levehemtom, will be for their animals to graze, vilerechusham, and for their wealth. They will be able to store over there their gold, their silver, and their metaltlin, their movable objects, ulechoil chayosom, and for all aspects of their lives, they will be able to use these open spaces for all their needs. Umigrashe haorim, and the open spaces for the cities, asher titinu la'levim, that you shall give to the levim, mikir ho'ir v'chutza, it shall be from the wall of the city outward, elef amosaviv, 1,000 amos, in each direction around it. And Rashi is bothered that in this pasuk it says that the migrash, the open spaces, were elef amo, 1,000 amo. And we will see in the next pasuk that it says it was alpayim amo, 2,000 amos. Therefore Rashi says that there were two sections to these migrash, to these open spaces. The inner 1,000 amos were used as migrash for their animals and for their belongings. And the outer 1,000 amos were used for sadois and kromim, for the use of fields and planting vineyards. And this is what the pasuk means in pasuk hey, umadoisem, and you shall measure michutz lo'ir, outside the city, es pa'as kedma, the eastern side, alpayim bo'amo, 2,000 amos outward, ves pas Negev, and the southern side, alpayim ba'amo, 2,000 amos, ves pas Yom, and the western side, alpayim ba'amo, 2,000 amos, ves pas Sofoin, alpayim ba'amo, and also the northern side, 2,000 amos, vo'ir ba'tovech, with the city in the center. Ze yielohem migrushe ha'orim, this will be to them the open spaces for the cities. So the pshat is, it was a total of 2,000. However, the inner 1,000 was for migrash, and the outer 1,000 was in order to plant. The eis ha'orim asher titnu la'levim, and the cities which you shall give to the levim, a sheish ore ha'miklot, will include the six ore miklot, the six cities of refuge, asher titnu lanu shama ha'reitzeach, which you shall provide in order that the murderer can run over there. Because if someone kills b'shoigeg unintentionally, he can run to one of these cities of refuge and be protected from the goyel adam, the relative of the person that he killed. This relative cannot harm him while he is in these cities. And the pasuk continues, va'alehem, and added to these cities, titnu, you shall give to the levim, arboim ushtayim ir, another 42 cities. And the Rambam in Hilchos Roitzeach, Perik Ches, Halacha Tes, says, that these 42 cities also have a din of Arei Miklot and can protect one who kills B'shogeg. However, there are differences between the 6 Arei Miklot and the other 42 cities. The 6 Arei Miklot protect even Shiloh Midaitoi, even if the Roitzeach did not run there with intention to be protected. However, the other 42 cities only protect Midaitoi when he runs there in order to be protected. Another difference is the Roitzeach does not have to pay rent in order to stay in the 6 Arei Miklot. However, in the other 42 cities, he has to pay rent. Kol ha'orim, all the cities asher titinu la'leviim, that you shall give to the Leviim, arboim u'shmoine'ir, total 48 cities, eshen ve'es migrishehen, them, the cities, and their open spaces. Ve'ha'orim asher titinu me'achuzas b'nei Yisrael, and the cities that you will give from the inheritance of the b'nei Yisrael, me'es harav, from a shevet that is larger, tarbu, you shall take more cities for the Leviim, u'me'es hama'at, and from a shevet that is smaller, Tamitu, you shall take less cities for the Leviim. Ish kifina chalosoi asher yincholu, each man according to his inheritance that he will inherit, yitein me'orav la'leviim, he will give from his cities to the Leviim. Zakrashi posuk beis, umigrosh, revach, it means a space. Mokoim cholok, a vacant area. Chutz le'ir, outside the city. Saviv, that surrounds the city. Liois l'noi le'ir, in order to beautify the city. Ve'ein rishoyin livnoi shambayis, you are not allowed to build a house over there, v'loi l'ntoya kerem, and not to plant a vineyard, v'loi l'zroi azria, and not to plant seeds. And it will be l'chol chayoysom, for all aspects of their lives, l'chol tzorchehem, for all their needs. Zakrashi elef amos soviv, the migrash was 1,000 amos around the cities. For drashi v'acharov huaymer, however, in the next pasuk it says, alpayim bo'amo, that it was 2,000 amos. Hoketzad, how is this possible? Zok Rashi, alpayim hunoisin lohem saviv. He gave them 2,000 amois around the cities. Umehem, and out of these 2,000 amois, elef hapnimim lemigrosh. The inner 1,000 amois were for open space. V'hachitzoinim, and the outer 1,000 amois, lesodois v'kromim, will be used for fields and vineyards.